Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. On this show, I chat with Kanisha Raymond, who is the founder and creative director of Curvy Unicorn Bridal for plus-size brides and educator for aspiring creatives.
I think about why would I not do it? Why would I not step up if I can? Why is it so hard to build something so great for someone else?
For Kanisha, a business is simply an idea to make other people's lives better, and a satisfied customer is the best business strategy after all. Her passion has not been in the what she was doing, but it is in the why. For a self-made woman like me. And so Kanisha, tell us a little bit more about your business and your passion.
Well, I own Curvy Unicorn Bridal. We are a plus-size online retailer for wedding dresses. We design and make wedding dresses for the plus-size woman specifically. My passion has always been in the wedding industry. I've been in the wedding industry for the last 10 years. And through the last 10 years, I've been a planner, a designer. Right now, I full-time educate and market wedding businesses, as well as the dress line. So my heart has always been in helping others, educating others, and however I can bring that through, and it seems to be the wedding industry, I've been lucky to do that. So with Blissful Creatives, what we do is we're a home base for education. So you can come to us and either take a course, or you can work with me or somebody on my team one-on-one. We provide education for all wedding creatives. This industry is huge, but I've been lucky enough to either dip my toe in or work with someone in different parts of the wedding industry. I really work with people who are maybe in their second year of business, learning how to grow their business, really getting back to that why you started the business, because that's what takes you through from beginning to end. And then working with them to map out some kind of marketing plan or strategy on how to grow that business. But really the strategy starts with their why. So we really hone in on the why and then go back to the branding to make sure it all makes sense. And then from there, we normally work together about 3 months to create a strategy to implement that within their business and to help them grow. I am lucky enough to have a team that works with me, and I have someone who does websites for my clients, as well as someone who does SEO. So, and then I have people on the back end who just help make everything come together. So it really is a labor of love. Since my background is in teaching, it just kind of pushed me over into teaching and educating in the wedding sector.
It's amazing to see yourself inspire other curvy women to have confidence and to feel good on the wedding day, and you come up with this passion and ideas for your business. It's like, I mean, the one and only that I know right now. So tell us a little bit more, like how the idea came from. Yeah.
It really is about being in this industry for 10 years. I am a plus size curvy woman. I have done editorials for everybody. And in knowing that, when I asked for a curvier woman or asked for a plus size dress for a curvier woman, and I go to my go-to store and they tell me they don't carry a sample size for anyone over a size 8, I had to take a step back. I had a business partner when I started, and she had the heart for it as well. But her heart is in education as well. So that's where she honed in on her skills. But for me, it was really about seeing the other side of it. You know, you go out, you go shopping, and luckily we are inundated with a lot of plus size clothing. But the specialty of plus size wedding dresses, everything is just sized up. And as a plus size woman, I can't wear the same thing a size 4 can wear. It's not going to fit me the same, even if you size it up from a 4 to a 20. And so really finding out that women are struggling to find a wedding dress or going into bridal boutiques and they're saying, imagine what you would look like if the dress is a size 4. I went on a website and it said, we only carry sample sizes in between a 6 and an 8. That means you're a street size 2 or 4. And if you don't fit a street sample size 6 or an 8, we're going to pin that to your garments and you're going to have to imagine what you would look like in it. So imagine being a size 18 woman and someone's pinning something to your undergarments on the outside. And if you're anything over a size 12, it's only going to fit like one side of you. So what do you imagine one side of a dress? With your wedding day being so special and that once in a lifetime moment for most people, why should I have to imagine what this dress is going to look like? And I'm spending thousands of dollars for the special day. And how am I made to feel when I leave this dress shop? And so that's where we saw the problem and really figuring out how to fix that need. And so not only do we only carry plus size wedding dresses, we start at a size 14, and we go up to a size 32, and anything over that can be custom made. But the other side of that is building in things for plus size women. So building in the support in, the bra area, pulling in the section, the midsection, and not just making it a corset, because not everyone wants to wear a corset. Making sure there's Spanx material where we need Spanx material, making sure we still have a sexy back, but covering our back fat. So really honing in on the things that plus size women, in my opinion, or with my research that I've seen, where we have problems, because I am a plus size woman as well, making sure that we're still feeling sexy and feeling beautiful, but making a beautiful wedding dress that a size two could wear, but we're putting it on a plus size woman. So making it mainstream, because 67% of American women are plus size. So why are we having such a hard time finding a wedding dress?
True, that's really true. And how did you come up with the like design ideas? Like you yourself, I'm sure you're not from the fashion education, but that is like wow, like how do you come up with the creative imaginations about what are you gonna design and all that?
So I'm a designer at heart. When I started in the wedding industry, I was a wedding planner, but my love for was for all the pretty. So I switched out of wedding planning to wedding design and really focus. And still now I educate on wedding design. I may take a client for wedding design. But that for me was my heart behind what I was doing was wedding design. So going into the dress business, no, I'm not in the fashion industry. By no means. I can sew. Let's not ever get that wrong, because my grandmother taught me how to sew. But a wedding dress was not up my alley. But I knew what I wanted it to look like. So in doing just pulling inspiration, I pull inspiration from everywhere, from architecture, from fountains, from what's outside, from the sky. And I pull all that inspiration together, and I cannot sketch, FYI. I pull all that information together and I kind of roughly sketch out stick people and the way I want the dress to sway. And then I work with an illustrator who helps me pull together each and every sketch before I send it to my manufacturer to make sure everything's right. But it was a learning curve. It really is a whole different ball game, being in fashion compared to being in anything else that I've been in. But really learning fabrics, learning what works. You buy clothes off a rack, that's one thing, but the fabrics that you're using for wedding dresses are totally different. So working with my manufacturer, and they help me, they send me all kinds of material, and I'm able to play with it and see what works for me and what I like and what stretches and what pulls in. And so it's been a learning curve, and I'm still learning. I learn every season and every day about new stuff. I know I sent my manufacturer a picture the other day. I was like, what material is this? Because I want to use it next. So besides tulle, everybody knows tulle, but what's the other stuff? So it's a learning curve, and it's really reaching out to people for help.
So the manufacturer that you connect with also local, I mean the place where you can go and see the different kind of feel, different kind of fabrics and
No,
choose. Oh no.
my manufacturer is in China.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like a lot of people really have a overseas manufacturer. So
My manufacturer is in China. I am working on learning the language, one, because there's a language barrier there for us. But we work well together. And for me, it's like really about being immersed in what's going on. So that means me learning the language. So when I go, I can better communicate with the whole team, because I have a team. And so they send stuff to me. They will overnight it. I'll get it in about 3 to 4 days. But they send me a packet of fabrics And I go through the lace and I go through the silk and I go through the crepe and I go through the tulle and I just pin them up. And what I do is I'm a visionary person. So I pin them up on my wall everywhere. And then from there, I am able to really look at it for a couple days to see if I love it. And then once I know that I love it, then I'm able to move on from there.
What is the down, what is the challenge, like the challenge where you're like, oh my God, will I be able to go through this, the kind of challenge.
When I started my business, I knew it was going to be an experience. I did not feel what I felt over this time period of launching this dress line. I have felt so, I'm not an emotional person, but this has been an emotional journey. And that's just being honest. There's been times where I've wanted to walk away and quit. There's been times where I am so hard on myself that I have to wake up the next day and apologize to myself. It's not something that happens overnight. Everybody tells you, "Oh, build it and they'll come." No, that doesn't happen. That's from the field of dreams. In real life, that doesn't happen. But what I do know is that I'm helping someone else, and if that means it has to be hard for me, that's okay. Because I'm trying to make it not hard for them. And so, not knowing how to design, not knowing anything about manufacturing, not knowing anything about how a wedding dress is constructed besides how pretty it is in a picture, learning that and really changing my mindset was huge. And then, really figuring out what works for my business and not what's working for everyone else's business. I've launched wedding dress companies. I've launched wedding dress lines, but what I did for them does not work for my company. I am breaking the barrier in the wedding dress industry. I am the rebel. I am the outlaw because people are not doing what I'm doing. And to know that I get backlash for that, or why are we even doing this? Why is this even a thing? Because it is a thing. If it wasn't a problem, then I wouldn't be doing it. But there is a problem. So sleepless nights and crying in the morning and going through the motions is all worth it. And I know that if it wasn't hard, everybody would be doing it. But to know that it's worth it for the bride and to know how they feel when they put on a dress that they can fit. That means everything to me. I will go through the cycle all over again if I have to, but it's not easy. And I think that through social media, everybody sees the pretty. And we think that everything is easy and everybody's doing great things. But no, I fail. I fail every day. And I fail at giving myself grace. I fail at what's next for my business. And just going through that and continuing to push through, I feel like it's a success in my book. And successfully just clomping, because I feel like I clomp through this whole thing. It's not easy. It's just like you're clomping through like a horse trying to figure it out. But not giving up, I think, has been the thing that's helped me, realizing that I can't give up because no one else is gonna do it for these people. Through just learning, I think it's been the hardest, but not it not coming as easy as the rest of everything else in my business, I think is what's the hardest.
Yeah, and that, I mean, I read your story. That's wow, when you don't have this partner anymore at the moment where you already almost launched it. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. Like, oh my God, it's like, yeah.
Stay right there, and we will be right back.
When I started with a business partner and we were going strong. We got the samples made and we were getting the website made. And then we were supposed to launch in January. And I believe it was like the first week of December. She emailed me and let me know that she would be resigning. And it was a blow to my system. It was, we're supposed to launch January 1st. It was, we don't even have our branding done yet. Our website is half done. We haven't marketed. We don't even have pop-up shops. And I have these dresses sitting in my closet. I took a step back and I stressed myself out. Ended up in the hospital the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
For like 5 days, I got out on New Year's Eve because my asthma, between the stress and everything else, my asthma had ramped up so bad. They couldn't even send me home. They were like, no, you're going to stay. And I still launched this company on January 17th. I came home on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, I slept all day. And the day after that. And after that, I literally worked from my bed to get this company launched, because I felt like, one, you walked away from something that we promised people because we've been telling them it's coming, so we're not going to disappoint the people. But two, I would not quit or fail at this if I tried. And so that was it. It has to be launched, whether it's perfect or not perfect. It has to be done because we've already promised people things are coming. And now I have to figure out how to do this by myself, and I'm not sure I can. And I think every day I have to question myself, can I do this? Last week I had a moment where I said, I'm done. I'm walking away. And I was like, you know what? There's going to be hard times. There's going to be things that I can't do. And I went to my family and I had a breakdown moment, but I got it back together. And I always tell my sisters and my mom, you have 2 minutes to cry and you better get it together. And they turn their back around on me and say, you have 2 minutes to cry and you need to get it together. And that's what I did. And losing my business partner was really hard, because not only are they doing the opposite of what you're doing, but they're your go-to people. You know, that's the person you bounce ideas off. That's the person that's going through the same stress and going through the trenches with you. And when you're doing that as a solopreneur, it's lonely. It's lonely and it's hard. But you find people that you connect with. And I've been lucky enough to find a support group that I connect with, and we meet once a week, or, you know, we can bounce ideas off of each other. And I haven't brought in anyone else for the fear of they can't take this stress and I have someone else leaving.
I find that you have such a strong why inside of you. And despite of many super challenging, I mean, I can't imagine if I'm in your shoes and having gone through that, I might collapse as well. But I think if you have any one advice for dreampreneurs out there who also go through the same thing, and you know how they can find this strongest why that keep them bounce back, like what you have right now. Like, I mean, you just keep bouncing back from I mean, your challenge is so different. I mean, it's not like all the time the same, but last year is A and then B and then C and D and what, you know, a lot of different kind of challenges, but you keep bouncing back and you have this really a wonderful, strong why. So if any advice can you give our dreamers out there to, you know, like they want this strong why to keep them bouncing back as well?
I think first I have to say I have a strong team. I don't have a co-founder, but I have a young lady who works with me. She does the website and all of that. I also have a photographer that I work with, and they are my core, where I can go to them and say, okay, this is going on, and they're able to just hear me out and make sure it makes sense, or tell me no. And they're very honest. Nope, throw it away, start again. It doesn't make sense. I think my why, and I think you really have to figure that out in the beginning. And that's where people go wrong. They steer away from your why. What is my why? My why is why not? My why is why aren't other people doing it? My why is why do I have to do it? My why is why is there an issue with plus size women being mainstream? Why are we having a problem finding dresses for plus size women? And so when I think about all of the things why, I think about why would I not do it? Why would I not step up if I can? Why is it so hard to build something so great for someone else? And really, why are we on this mission together? Because if there wasn't a reason for it, we would not have the conversation and we wouldn't be doing it. So when I go back, and every time I have an issue or every time I'm struggling, I think about why. Why am I doing this? And the answer to that is for women to have the most beautiful day of their life and to feel fabulous in what they are wearing without having to go through all that they have to go through right now to get a dress. And then I think about, what are my options? There is no option to fail. And the only way you can fail is if you stop trying. So over the years, yes, I could have walked away from anything, but that makes me a failure. And as long as you're not stopping and you're continuing to go forward, whether it takes you 5 years or 25 years, you don't stop the process and you continue to forge forward. And every time you have an issue or you doubt yourself, you have to go back to the why and what makes you happy. And what makes me happy is knowing that a woman can go into a dress shop and find a dress, or going online and they're ordering my dress and we go through the process and they get the dress and it fits beautifully, or they meet me at a pop-up shop and hearing their story. Because I saw something recently that said being fat is lazy. Not everyone is plus size because of, you know, they overeat. There's medical issues. They're happy. Yeah. They're healthy. You know, most plus size women are extremely healthy. And yeah. So people make judgment instead of understanding their why. And it doesn't matter if they're size 2 or 32, it's their wedding day. We should not have to make a decision based on something we see on a rack or we pin to our clothes. So when I'm thinking about that, and for other people that are going through similar things in their business, go back to why. Why did you start this business? And if that means you have to pivot within your business because you've already gone off, you know, chart of your why when you were building your business, that's okay. It's okay to pivot. It's okay to do things differently. It's okay to look at it and change it up to make sure that you're sticking to your why, because your why is what's going to lead you to the end. Your why is what started it.
So Kanisha, I think for dreampreneurs out there, I'm sure at this point, there's so many people want to know about your business, and there's so many women really encouraged by you. So if they want to find you, where can they find you?
You can find me at Curvy Unicorn or Curvy Unicorn Bridal on Instagram and Facebook. And our website is curvy-unicorn.com. And then for education, it's blissfulcreativesedu.com. But I'm on Instagram and Facebook under Blissful Creatives. Drop me a message. I'm always open to talking to anyone. And know that you're not alone out there. There's always someone going through the same struggle as you are. And we should really lift each other up and connect so we can keep pushing forward.
Thank you so much, Kanisha. Oh my God. I'm really so glad with this chat. And thank you for finding, how did you find Dreampreneurs Chat? Just out of curiosity.
On Facebook, I believe it was through Cassandra.
Oh, Cassandra, yeah.
Yes, and I found it on Facebook, and I said, oh my gosh, I love what she's doing, and I reached out right away.
Oh, wow, shout out to Cassandra. Thank you for connecting this amazing woman to me. All right, so Kanisha, thank you so much for sharing, and I hope we can keep in touch with all other dreamers out there, keep lifting up each other, and this is really amazing. So thank you so much for Dreampreneurs out there who are tuning in. Stay tuned for the next Dreampreneurs Chat show. And don't forget to find out your why and keep pushing in and don't stop. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. For a self-made woman like
me. This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. If you like the show, please subscribe and give your rating and review on iTunes. That means a lot to help the show keep going. You can also watch the video podcast series at youtube.com/LydiaIsnanto. See you on the next brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone. Because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire others to rewrite their own.